This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Future Farm Botanicals Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex, a natural solution to chronic pain. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. Sourced and manufactured in the United States, this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And what month is it, kiddies? Why, it's Heart Month. February is Heart Health Month. And to help kick it off for us, we're going to talk to Jay Levy, who's going to offer us some life-saving tips to keep our hearts strong. Jay's been in the natural products industry for 30 years. Jay has also written many articles on the benefits of chiolic aged garlic extract. He's appeared on numerous TV and radio broadcasts as a heart health spokesperson for Wakanaga. And so welcome to our show, Jay. It's a pleasure having you.
Doctor, thank you for having me.
So, Jay, you know, let's clear up something very important, first of all. The pronunciation, is it chiolic or is it chiolic? I think I know the answer, but you know, I want to hear it from you.
I've heard it. I've heard it every single way. Chiolic. I pronounce it chiolic.
Me too.
And chiolic is a made up name, a brand name. The prefix KYO, kyo in Japanese means powerful.
Oh. Okay.
And the last three letters, lick, L-I-C, are just the last three letters of garlic.
Okay.
So you could say powerful garlic or strong garlic or mm-hmm. is the translation.
Okay, it's kind of made up word like Haagen-Dazs, you know, like just made that up. It sounds vaguely
exactly.
Scandinavian. So, you know, just to kick off this discussion, you know, I want to put Heart Health Month in a little bit of context for this year especially, because last year, and I reported on this on my radio program, the Wall Street Journal reported that progress versus heart disease has stalled. You know, we've done better with heart disease. We have high-tech methods of dealing with it. These days, if you have a heart attack, you're very likely to get prompt, very, very radical intervention, which could save your life. And that's to the good. And then, of course, there's, you know, a very high percentage of the population on statins. And yet, this, as of the last survey, it appears that we're not making that much progress. In fact, the death rate, while it's going down in elder Americans, senior Americans, the death rate's actually rising for middle-aged Americans. So there's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Do you have any insights into why Americans should be kind of going backwards a little bit in terms of heart health?
Wow, what a great question. You know, and I ponder this question all the time because, you know, in my business, the business of health, I talk to people on a daily basis and people that are really into it and people that know about it. And it just seems like there are more and more people that are becoming interested in it. However, you know, when it comes to nutrition and the natural foods industry, you know, we're really trying to prevent heart disease. You know, once you have heart disease, man, it's different. And I think that what I'm trying to really get at is, you know, just don't wait till you have full-blown heart disease to try to do something about it. You know, it's not that it's never too late, but it just makes it a lot more difficult. So, you know, obviously there are more and more people. So we're going to have, you would think, a proportionate of people that do take care of themselves and are healthy. And then just that percentage of the population that for whatever reason, you know, don't take care of their health, don't think that you know, nutrition is important. And to me, it just seems like it's common sense.
You know, I think this is something that I've reflected on too, is I think we're seeing a real inequality. We're seeing the haves and the have-nots in terms of income equality in this country, a widening disparity, but we're also seeing that in the health realm. You know, we're seeing people ultra healthy. You know, I go to the gym and I see, you know, people my age and older, and they're swimming, they're running, they're lifting weights as never before. They're probably on superlative diets. They're quaffing vitamins and supplements. And then there's a lot of Americans who are more obese than ever, more sedentary than ever, eating food that is progressively more processed. And I think that may account for the problem. Clearly, there's some people who are, and you know, many of our listeners, very much into preventive action when it comes to preventing heart disease. But you know, there's so many. You know, let's look at the risk factors: obesity, sedentary lifestyle, smoking. Okay, we've seen some progress. A lot of the progress in heart disease is because less people, frankly, smoke. We've made some inroads against smoking, but see, you know, sedentary lifestyle, diet, obesity. Insulin resistance, pre-diabetes, not so much, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, and people think that it's so common, and I guess maybe this is an allopathic drug thing, but they think you can take a pill and it fixes all your problems. And the reality is, it takes more to take a pill. Yeah. You know, it takes a little more effort than just swallowing a capsule, unfortunately.
And there's no free ride with these pills because, you know, among the stories I've covered in the past year, cardiac meds somewhat increase the risk of suicide. Now, that's not like, you know, everybody who takes a heart medication is going to put a gun to their head or jump off a building. But statistically, they have an impact on mood. They also tend to be what we call obesogens. They tend to slow metabolism. So, look, I'm not knocking medical intervention when it's really required, but, you know, our approach is really to minimize our dependency on medications.
Yeah. Well, I think you said it exactly in your opening monologue, just that you know, the strong intervention, they've done wonders with that kind of stuff, but just daily maintenance is a completely different matter. And once again, I personally don't blame the medical community. I don't blame the pharmaceutical companies. I mean, of course, you know, they're profit motivated, but I really think, you know, that they want to help people if they can. It's just, if people think that they can take a cholesterol pill or a hypertensive medication and continue to live their same lifestyle and everything be good, I just think they got another thing coming.
And there's a bit of a double standard here because, you know, for a long time we've advocated fish oil, for example. And fish oil, you know, has been relatively poo-pooed in the medical journals. Then when it came out as a pharmaceutical drug, a highly purified form of fish oil, with good clinical studies to back it up, all of a sudden, it became, you know, something that cardiologists would be very, very happy to prescribe. Kind of a double standard when it comes to the nutrition industry, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't remember the study exactly, but it had to do with cardiovascular doctors, and the percentage of them that took supplements, and particularly vitamin E, was really high. You know, so they know, you know, whether they're recommending it. And I think, I mean, most doctors that I go to, they don't just poo-poo nutrition. You know, they that's not always the first thing they go to. They'll still, you know, write you a prescription. But most smart people will say, hey, you need to watch your diet. You need to exercise a little bit. I think that's becoming more and more common in our society. Now, whether people are doing it, that's another thing. But at least doctors are starting to talk about diet, exercise, rest, you know, drinking plenty of water and those kind of things.
And, you know, you speak at a lot of conferences. You speak to a lot of health professionals. Are you seeing greater inroads for the well-documented benefits of aged garlic extract? I mean, I don't think there's a single supplement, and I'm even including fish oil, you know, among them, because, you know, some of the studies on fish oil, you know, a little equivocal in terms of the benefits, but in terms of aged garlic extract, rock solid evidence that it's beneficial for cardiovascular prevention at the very least.
Absolutely. But you know how research scientists are too. You know, there's rarely conclusive evidence, and typically they always end the paper with, you know, more information is necessary, which I understand and agree completely. Yes, Wakanaga of America, the manufacturers of kyolic age garlic extract, are a bit different than most of the other nutritional supplement manufacturers in the United States. We really are committed to research and have now over 850 peer-reviewed published papers on the efficacy of aged garlic extract. So we really are doing it a little bit differently. I think the right way. Maybe not everybody does, but I think so. To me, a plant like garlic, it's arguably the oldest medicinal plant used by man. It's been around a long time, but garlic is a very polarizing plant, and there's just a lot, particularly in the North American population, there's a lot of people that don't want to have anything to do with garlic, mm-hmm. just because of the odor mm-hmm. and the side effects, which once again, I understand that with fresh raw garlic. And the problem is, of course, you can't eat enough fresh raw garlic to really get the same benefits that you can from taking a supplement like aged garlic extract. And typically, you know, when man starts messing with nature, normally the results aren't so fantastic. But with aged garlic extract, I really think here's a classic example where science has improved upon nature. We've taken a natural plant that is harsh, irritative, odoriferous, and through this natural aging process, been able to convert those harsh, odoriferous, oil-soluble compounds to safe and stable water-soluble compounds, where you can take a therapeutic dose and not suffer the side effects and the social stigma of smelling like a pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. I noticed that because, I've taken other garlic supplements before and I eat garlic. But on a daily basis, I take kyolic aged garlic extract. I take the reserve one twice daily, you know, which is a good preventive dose. And I don't have a trace of garlic odor or garlic breath. So it really does prevent that. But, you know, some people may be casual listeners to this podcast and they may be saying, oh yeah, that sounds good. You know, garlic. Okay, I'll just eat more garlic. Are they going to, will the same benefits accrue? I mean, there are studies that show that, the garlic as a food has health benefits. Is there, you know, some, critical advantage that you get from taking a specific product like, kyolic?
Yeah. Well, sure. The problem with raw fresh garlic, and yes, you are correct, there's actually a lot of data on raw fresh garlic. The problem, you know, from a modern research perspective with something like raw fresh garlic is it's impossible to do a placebo-controlled double-blind study, right, which is, of course, the gold standard of research, because, you know, the people that are taking the blood, that are doing the testing, are going to know who's taking the garlic and who's not, because mm-hmm. they're going to stink. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
But are there actual specific compounds that get generated through the aging process, this proprietary process that Wakanaga uses to make kyolic?
Absolutely. There are water-soluble sulfur compounds that are found in aged garlic extract that aren't found in raw fresh garlic, in garlic powder, or garlic oils, or any other form of garlic. You can only get them from kyolic aged garlic extract, which, you know, that certainly is also a benefit. However, with that said, I never would tell somebody not to eat raw fresh garlic. You know, I would say maybe don't overdo it. You know, everybody has at least heard of some health benefit from garlic. It could be something that their great grandmother used to make a poultice and rub it on their chest or put it on the bottom of their feet, or everybody has some kind of story like that. Well, you know, when we're talking about raw fresh garlic, most people know there is some immune benefits. I'm not sure people really recognize or understand the cardiovascular benefits, but when they think of raw fresh garlic, they think of immune benefits. For some reason in folklore and whatever, it's probably just perpetuated more. But, you know, when you talk about garlic and immunity and raw fresh garlic being nature's antibiotic, well, anti means against, biotic means life. You really don't want to consume a food or a supplement or a drug that has antibiotic properties on a daily basis. course, if you have an infection or you're sick or whatever, of course you want to take it. But you don't need to consume an antibiotic every single day. And by eating raw, fresh garlic, you're actually consuming an antibiotic every day. Now, of course, your liver detoxifies, you know, those harsh oil-soluble compounds, but it doesn't get rid of all of it. So some of it gets into your bloodstream, starts oxidizing blood cells and stuff, good and bad, which, once again, when you're sick, no problem. But just on a daily basis, you don't really want to consume too much raw, fresh garlic. Now, with that said, what most people who consume raw, fresh garlic in their diet, you know, they talk, you don't really eat as much raw, fresh garlic as you think. You break off a clove, you chop it up, you saute it, you know, maybe two cloves, you know, but even in most recipes, you're not really consuming a lot more than that. And of course, there are also, you know, certain populations that consume a lot more raw, mm-hmm. fresh garlic than others.
Certain, you know, Korean cuisine, Italian cuisine, you know, certain parts of the world, Spanish cuisine.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of garlic, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, you did say something that I want to make a comment on about fish oil, which I'm a big proponent of fish oil, but because Wakanaga put so much money into research, you know, I look at other products and look at the data on there, as you do too. And the only thing that I thought was a little interesting with fish oils is most of the studies where they're showing really positive benefits, the dosages are really, really high.
Oh, absolutely.
We're talking about,
yeah.
you know.
Yep. And that may be why some of those studies, you know, one fish oil capsule per day may be inconsequential, but if you take, you know, four or six, you know, highly potent fish oil capsules, that's probably what's going to do the trick. And that's, you know, the essence of what the pharmaceutical industry has done. They've concentrated it to the point where, you know, you still have to take a lot of pills, but, you know, at least it's not, you know, half a bottle of pills.
Right. Yeah. And what people need to understand, when you're doing scientific research, there are all different types of studies. There are short-term studies. There are high-dosage studies. There are comparison studies. I mean, there's all different things. So it's just according to, you know, the protocol of the study and what you're trying to achieve. But once again, I think fish oil is a foundational supplement, and lots of people can really benefit from it.
No question. You know, where it gets interesting is, you know, you mentioned, you know, 800 some odd studies. You know, our theme is heart health. Some really fascinating studies with chiolic aged garlic extract. One of them really sticks out for me because I spoke to the author of the study, Dr. Matthew Budoff, a couple of years ago, when the study just came out. Has to do with coronary calcification. You're familiar with that study. Can you share the details?
Absolutely. Yes, sure. You know, what's amazing about that particular study is, you know, we know that aged garlic extract helps to kind of block cholesterol synthesis in the liver. You know, people, unfortunately, through the, I guess, possibly the medical community, the pharmaceutical companies, and the media, you know, they make cholesterol out to be, you know, the end-all, be-all killer of man. And cholesterol is essential for life. And when I say the word essential, you know that means you have to have it. It's in every structure and function in the body. The brain, the testes, the everything, you know, utilizes cholesterol, as you know. I'm not telling you anything. I know you know that. But the problem is that it's a known fact. 50% of people that die of heart attacks have normal cholesterol levels.
So by lowering cholesterol, you know, we're really not. I mean, frankly, you know, these statistics that reflect so many people having heart attacks and people dying, I would say that by now, 2020, the vast majority of them probably are already on statin drugs. It's not for lack of statin drugs that, you know, the heart disease is occurring in these people. So it's not the be all and end all of cardiovascular prevention to lower cholesterol.
Exactly. Well, once again, back to the question you asked me in the Budoff study, you know, it cholesterol is not really the enemy. It's oxidized cholesterol, hard cholesterol, atherosclerosis. That is absolutely a killer and absolutely a problem. So the question would be, well, how do we keep cholesterol from hardening, becoming, you know, atherosclerosis? That's the key. And then once you already have atherosclerosis, then what do you do? And this study that you're referring to that Dr. Budoff did actually showed that aged garlic extract could reduce coronary calcification in the veins that's already hardened. So it's not you know, soft, fatty.
Just a minor correction there. It's actually it's more in the arteries than in the veins. You know, you're using
right,
the terms.
Right,
you,
exactly.
You mean arteries.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, right.
I meant arteries. That is correct. But once again, once you already have hardening of the arteries, then what do you do? And in this study that Dr. Budoff did, he was able to show that aged garlic extract actually reversed coronary artery calcification and calcification that was already in the arteries, which, you know, I'm not sure there are drugs that do that, Doc.
That's a very extraordinary finding. You know, I'll point out that Dr. Budoff is a top scientist. He's not a medical nutritionist. He is one of the top researchers on cardiovascular disease, and in particular on the imaging of cardiovascular disease, looking at coronary calcium via EBT heart scans and CT heart scans. And he was persuaded to take a look at the add-on effects of chiolic aged garlic extract in people with coronary artery calcification. And that meant that many of the people were already taking statins. So what happened was, with the statins, they had some progression. With the statins plus the chiolic aged garlic extract, if I recall correctly, they had less progression or no progression, or in some cases, regression of their coronary artery calcification. So it didn't preclude the use of statins, which, by the way, statins, for some curious reason, have been associated with some degree of cardiovascular prevention, but they actually are associated with acceleration of coronary artery calcification, paradoxically. So that's a conundrum that, you know, people are trying to work out.
Well, my understanding, and I don't know if statistics have changed at all, but cholesterol medication really only works, and not quite 30% of people that take it really actually see some kind of results, which I don't know if you've heard that before, and I don't.
It really depends. I mean, there is something. There's a statistical manipulation that is used sometimes to explain the efficacy or lack of efficacy of certain medications, called the number needed to treat. And with patients who have merely high cholesterol, but they don't actually have a lot of coronary artery disease, the number needed to treat could be as high as 50 or 100. So that means that 99 people may take these medications unnecessarily, so that one person can avert a heart attack. That's a concern. You know, I don't think that they've done that calculation with chiolic aged garlic extract. I mean, that's a worthy study for you to undertake, but it probably would cost millions of dollars and involve, you know, hundreds of people over many, many years. So, you know, talk to, you know, the treasurer and controller of Wakanaga to see if they want to foot the bill for that, the company, but I'm not sure that they can. Okay, so, you know, clearly there's benefits. Let's pause, because we divide our podcast into two parts, and we want to save some points for part two. We're talking about cardiovascular prevention. This is Heart Month, Heart Health Month, February. And offering us some life-saving tips to keep your heart strong is Jay Levy, who has been a heart health spokesperson for Wakanaga, maker of chiolic aged garlic extract. I'll give out the website. The website is chiolic, KYOLIC.com, for more information. By the way, free samples, something can people sign up for samples?
Absolutely. There's an icon that you can click on all you've got to do is go to chiolic.com. There's an icon you can click on for samples. You do need to give us your name and address, and we'll absolutely send samples. Absolutely. And the beauty of the samples, once again, is, you know, you get a sample pack and you take four capsules or so, and you're probably not really going to see a reduction in your cholesterol or no, but what you will know, and once again, this is how sensitive people are about garlic in the U.S., you will see that it doesn't upset your stomach. There'll be no garlic odor. There'll be no garlic side effects. So that's what the samples really are good for.
But there's a catch. You need to have a cooperative spouse, partner, or friend with benefits into whose face you can breathe after the Kyolic challenge so that they can assess whether it really works. Okay, we'll try that out.
Correct.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be back with more of our discussion of the health benefits of aged garlic extract and things you could do to prevent cardiovascular disease for Heart Health Month this February. This is Intelligent Medicine.